Okay, we are up to the last parak here in Divrei Hayamim Beis. In some counts, this is the last parak of Tanakh, in some orders. And it is the, again, Ksuvim has its own order. It's not really a story chronologically. And we know Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah took place after Divrei Hayamim. Ezra wrote Divrei Hayamim. But it is the last parak here. Parak Lamed Vav here in Divrei Hayamim Beis. And this tells the story, the tragic story of the end of Bayis Rishon, right? The last four kings, which we're not much is written about here, a little bit more in the end of Malachim, but this is the parak that tells the story of the last four kings and the story of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which is also described at length in Sefer Yirmiyo was the Navi of the Churban, and that is what's discussed here. Bavel, and the parak does end off. Interestingly, that is Tanakh. That is according to this account, Tanakh ends, or Divrei Hayamim Beis ends, with the permission of Koresh, the king of Persia, to rebuild, to go back up. And he says, whoever wants to go, can go. That's how Tanakh ends. Whoever wants to go, could go. Maybe that's ending on a little positive. Says the Navi now, let's go, or says the Ksuvim, let's go back to the beginning of the parak. So who just died? Yoshio HaMelech was just killed. So now he has a couple of sons that are king, one after another. Says, Vayikhu Am Ha'aretz es the Am Ha'aretz, which already shows, like, it wasn't the, Am Ha'aretz is always used as a lowly or negative term. It wasn't the Chachamim, it wasn't the Yoatz, and the Am Ha'aretz, they chose Yehoahaz. Yehoahaz, according to Chazal, was a younger brother than who was appointed after, right? They didn't take the oldest brother, maybe because they thought he could be more sympathetic to their cause. Maybe they thought he was just more ra'ui. So Vichu Amaret says, Yehoahaz ben Yoshio, Yehoahaz, Vayamlichu tachaz aviv Yerushalayim, they made him the king. Ben Shalosh ve'asrim shana. And these are all Malchus Beis David. It's in their blood. But after Yoshio, it's all downhill. Ben Shalosh ve'asrim shana, Yehoahaz ben Malcho, 23 years. He was 23 years old. Vishlosha chadashim alach v'yushalayim, he was only king for 3 months. Vayasireo melach v'tzrayim v'yushalayim, the king of Mitzrayim, Melech Mitzrayim, removes him. Vayanosha Sa'aretz, and punishes him. Mea Kikar Kesa V'Kikar Zav. Punishes him. One second. Didn't we just have in the previous parak that the king, the Melech Mitzrayim, wasn't really interested in doing any war, and he just went through, and Yoshio came and attacked him. So what does it say here? That he went, but maybe he wanted revenge. Maybe after what happened, so now Yisrael is not on his good side. And therefore, now he's ready to attack and to take his vengeance out. And it says that he removed the king and he gave taxes. He made them pay major taxes. Of a Yamlech Melech Mitzrayim es El Yakim Achiv. And what did the king of Mitzrayim do? Instead, he chose his brother, his older brother, El Yakim. Al Yehuda Yerushalayim. Again, obviously, there's no Yisrael. They went into exile years earlier. Vayasev es Shmo Yehoyakim. And the king of Mitzrayim changed his name, right? That's not the first time we know that the king of Mitzrayim changed a name. What happened to his brother? He went to Mitzrayim. He was brought to Mitzrayim. The Mefarish here says that Kach Derech Malachim V'Sarim. This is the way of kings and princes. Shemechanim L'Misharseim Shem Shem Rotzim. They change the name of their servants to show that they're in charge. I can even name you whatever I want to name you. Dugma Vayikra Paro Shem Yosef Safras Panayach. And also Vayikra Moshe Loshia Ben Nun Yoshua. That's an interesting one, because Moshe is showing who's boss. V'chein Daniel. V'yasim lahem sara sarisim shemos. V'akol k'dei lo hodiyah shehu moshelbo. To show that it's a mark of authority. L'chanos lo shem kirtzono. To give him whatever name, I can name you. V'yasev shmo yo. That's what he did here. He named his name, changed his name from Eliakim to Yehoyakim. Ben Esrim v'chamei shana Yehoyakim amalcho. And Yehoyakim was 25 years old. V'achas es eshan amalach v'yushalayim. He ruled for 11 years. V'yas hara b'nei Hashem alakav. He did bad. He did bad again in the eyes of Hashem. Allah, Allah, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar. Now he's on the scene. He comes via Asreo Banachushtaim. He takes him in chains. Lo licho Bavela. Right? Yehoahaz is in Mitzrayim. Right here, Yehoyakim ends up going to Bavel. What do you mean? He brought him to go to Bavel. But if you look in the Mefarshim, the Mefarish quotes it, and the Radak quotes it, that he didn't make it. He didn't make it, that he died on the way. And he just threw his corpse. Olicha Bavela says the Mefarish, Olicha LaAshur, Ela B'Derech Meis, V'Hishlich Nevelaso. he just threw his body, and that's a kiyum of the. Of the nevuah that says he's not going to be buried, kvuras chamor yikaver, the burial of a donkey he will have. Sachuv ashleich mehalal l'shar Yishalayim, just thrown out, and that's what happened here, and that's why it says by Yehoyakim in Malachim, it says he died, it doesn't say he was buried. Vayishkav Yehoyakim im avosav, falokasa vayikbaruhu. It doesn't say that he was buried. It says that his corpse was thrown out. These are the kings. The kings don't get buried. And now the Nebuchadnezzar starts bringing the Kalim. He's in charge of the king. He took the king and he took Kalim, as we know from the Arch of Titus for Baisheni. But part of what the kings were infatuated with and were the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Remember from Achashverosh, the Kalim, Mikalim Shonim, in the first parak of the Megillah, where he used the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash when he thought his miscalculation. He thought the 70 years were up. But here Nebuchadnezzar brings them to Bavel, by its name, Bechalob Bavel, brings them to Bavel. Was the Aron included in those Kalim? That's what we discussed in the last parak. Machlokas in the Gemara in Yuma. And of course, we said that the Rambam paskins that it was not taken. The Yeser Divrei Yehoyakim v'Tov Osav, the rest of the words of Yehoyakim and all of his abominations, Asher Asa, everything that he did. The Medrash talks about all the different Averis that he did. V'hanimsa Alav, and what was found on him. What does that mean? So the Toevos usually often is meant for Arayos, the Mefarishir quotes, based on Chazal, Ba'alimo, right? He raped his mother. The Vayikra Rabbah in Parsha Yates says, Chad Amar Hayalavish Kilayim. What do you mean, found on him? He wore Kilayim. The Chad Amar Mashach Lo Arlo. What's on him? He pulled his foreskin to try to cover up that he didn't have a bris milah. Right, what could he do? His father gave him a bris milah when he was 8. He didn't have a choice in that. The Chad Amar Shinim Seis Ksovas Kaka. He had tattoos, chakuka al bisaro. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel says, other deus, maybe he had a shame of avodah zarah on his male organ. Others say that he had a shame of Hashem on his male organ. All of these terrible, terrible acts of rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you say that it's a tattoo, interesting, Rav Chaim Kadievsky says, if he says it's a tattoo, but so once he did the Avera, what is it emphasizing? That it's found on him. So it's mashba that you should try to get a tattoo removed. Now, you can't give another tattoo to cover it up, but the fact that it says mashma, that says that it's still nimsa, mashba tiksuvas kaka yish lamachko ula hasiro, kamo de'esh shefshar, as much as possible, shim lokein kfaraso la vera. Ma inyan shaposig misaper shenimsa alav fitzarech ian. And of course, the Minchas Chinuch also makes that comment. So he did all of these averas, and they are ksuvim. I'll say from Malchus of Yehuda v'Yimloch Yehoyachin beno tachtav. Yehoyachin beno takes over. And the pasuk says Shmoni Yashanim. He was 8 years old, and he was such a rasha. Very hard to imagine an 8 year old was such a rasha. He was only king for 3 months. The Radak points out here that in Malachim it says that he was king at age 18. Not at age 8. But say for Malachim, Ksiv ben Yulches Shana. So the Radak says, Efshar, ki Yehoyakim Aviv himlicho b'shana rishona. His father, when his father was king, he wanted to make sure that the Malchus stayed in his family. So he already made him like prince when he was 8 years old, when his father was still alive. And his father lived for another 10 years, then he became king when he was 18. But maybe that's one idea. Himlicho b'shana rishona shemalachu shimloch tachtav acharav. Vaya oz ben shmona yamim. One idea, other ideas also. Maybe it doesn't mean he was 8, it means the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar, some suggest. But either way, he was only king for a few months, just like his uncle was only king for a few months. Right, Yehoachaz. And the pasuk says, L'tshuvas Hashana, just a year later, Shalach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar v'yaveo Bavela, im klei chemdas beis Hashem. Now Nebuchadnezzar exiled him too, v'yamlech et Sidkio, last king. Achiv al Yudav Yerushalayim, Tzidkio, his brother. And the Chazal say Tzidkio wasn't the brother of Yehoyachin, but he was his uncle, meaning one of the three sons of Yoshiyahu that were king. Yehoachaz, and then Yehoyakim, and then Tzidkio. They were all brothers, sons of Yoshiyahu. And this is the last one. Tzidkiyahu was the last one. Then Ezra Malchus Shana Tzidkiyahu b'Malcho, he was 21. V'achaz Zei Shana Malchu Yishalayim, and he ruled for 11 years until the Churban. V'yas Harav Enei Hashem Alokav, and he also did bad in the eyes of Hashem. But the Mefarshim say, no, 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 You shouldn't read it like that. He wasn't bad like the other ones were bad. Like, doesn't say like his father or his grandfather. It's, he did bad. How? The following. Lo nichna milafnei Yirmiyo anavi mipi Hashem. He didn't listen to Yirmiyo. Yirmiyo gave him advice. Yirmiyo said, don't rebel against the Bavel. He did not listen to Yirmiyo, as it described at length. Also, in Sefer Yirmiyo, that was his Avera. That was his Avera that he did, as is mentioned elsewhere. V'kam alach Nebuchadnezzar marad, he rebelled, asher hishbio be'lokim, that was mashbia, right, made him... swear allegiance. Vayekesh es arpo vayamaisis lavo mishuvah l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And he hardened his neck, and he was very stubborn against Nebuchadnezzar. This lashon of Asher Hishbiyo Be'Elokim, right, alludes to a story that's told in Nedarim on Daf Samachay, where the Gemara says that one time Ashkeche, he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. What did he do? Ashkeche tzidkion lo Nebuchadnezzar davi ka'ochel arnav achaya. He found him, he was eating a raw rabbit, a live rabbit even. He was eating a live rabbit. Amalei yishtavli de lo magzlevai. It was very embarrassing for Nebuchadnezzar. Even the it's not kovedik. It's not such a refined activity. So swear to me that you're not going to tell anybody. Velo tefek milsa. I don't want this to be known. Yishtava and Tzidkio swore to Nebuchadnezzar that he would never tell. L'sov avikam etzdar Tzidkio begufei. Tzidkio was having so much pain. So much pain. What? Because he was trying to hold it in and he didn't want to hold it in. He wanted to tell it over. So what happened? Ishlal Shavuase, he went to be Shoal on his neder with the rabbis, Va'amar, and he said it over. And that was the merit. Shama Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar heard the Kama Vazenle. Here the rabbis were making fun of him about this. So he knew that Chizkiyo must have told. Shalafaisi Sanhedrin, Fitzkiyo, he brings them all. Amar Lon, Chazesun, Micah, Avid, Tzikiyo. Nebuchadnezzar says, look what this king is doing. Lav Haki, Ishtava, Bishma, Deshmai, Dlo, Magalina. Shema, Shem, he swore. What's he saying? I was shoal on my shvua. And who said you could be shoal on your shvua? The rabbis, you know, and that led to terrible situation where Nebuchadnezzar obviously got mad at the rabbis as well. But that's this allusion that Tzidkio was not a man of his word here. Gam kol sari ha-kohanim va'am hir bulim ol ma'amah kol tovi vos ha-goyim. All the kohanim, the whole am, it wasn't just the king. But yitamu is beis Hashem, and they were mitame the beis ha-migdash. Asher hikdash v'yushalayim. Vayishlach Hashem Elokei Avoseyam aleihem v'yad malachov hashkim v'shaloach. Hashem sent Nevi'im morning and night. He sent them. Tried Yirmiyo and others. Ki chamal ama v'amono. Hashem is trying. He's trying. He's sending Nevi'im. He's sending signs. Vayihu mal'ivim b'malachei Elokim. What do they do? They made fun of them. They scoffed at them. Ubozim dvarav. And they were mavaza them. Umitatim Nevi'ov. And they made fun. And they scoffed at the prophets. Until Hashem said, forget it. And there's no healing. This pasuk is quoted by the Rambam. Both halves of it. The two Rambams. The Rambam at the end of Tumas Saras, where the Rambam talks about Lashon Hara. And the Rambam discusses the Averis, obviously, that brought Tumas Saras on the person. So the Rambam there, in the last halacha of Tumas Saras, quotes, Minhago Shel Olam, he quotes, it's Lahazir Lashon Hara, V'al Inyan Zeh, Mazir Batur, V'omer Yishamen, B'negat Saras, Zachar Yisrael Sachal Merach Miriam. His Bonenu Ma'ir L'Miriam Neviyah. Look what happened. Learn from her. V'yish Moshe Nav Ma'od, Kal V'chomer, L'fichach, Roy L'misha Ratzah L'chavein Archav, L'hisrachek Mi'yishiv Asan. Don't sit amongst gossipers. Umi L'daberi Mohen, K'dei Shalo Yitafes Adam B'reshes Rishayim V'sich Lusam. Don't fall into their trap. V'zehu Derech Yeshivas HaLeitzim HaRishayim. This is what happens. B'tchila Marbin B'divrei Yavai. First they just talk nonsense. Shekinyim V'shnemer V'kol K'sil B'rov Dvarim. U'mitoh Kach Boyen L'Sabar B'gnus Tzadikim. So first they talk nonsense, then they talk about the disgrace of Tzadikim. K'nin Shnemer Te'alam Nasif Se Sheker. U'mitoh Kach third, Yelahem Hergul Ladabi bin Neviim. Litin Dofi bin Devraim. They just started making fun of Neviim. Kidya Shinemar. The Yumalivim Malamachayokim. Quotes our Pasik. Ubozim Devar Matatim bin Neviav. Umitokach. Boyan Ladaber Belokim. Fakofrim Beiker. Hari Omer. Shasu Bashman Piyam. Lashram Tiel Baaretz. Vechulu. Zui Sichas Rashaim. Shagramas Lam Yeshivas Kronos. Vechulu. So our Pasik is quoted. And the end of the Pasik is quoted in Hilchos Shuvah. The end of the pasuk is quoted in Hilchos Shuvah, where the Rambam discusses a much discussed Rambam that it's possible for somebody to sin so badly that they reach a stage no tshuva. So we just spoke about in the previous parak or two, Menashe. We spoke about Menashe, and he reached a level, but he did tshuva in the end. So what does that mean? He was so bad, he reached a level just like these other Rishonim that are spoken about. But so it must be that, it's not that it's impossible to do tshuva, but Hashem's not going to give you any divine help. Generally, Nisiyata Deshmaya to do some tshuva. But here, Hashem's not going to give you anything. So the Rambam says, Enochos tshuva, in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, V'efshar sheyechta adam chet gadol, o chatoim harbe. It's possible that a person could sin so much, ad sheyitin adin lefnei adayin emes, that the din is given in front of Hashem, she yapiron mizeh, choti al chatom elu, she'ase bertzonu midaito, part of his punishment is, shemonin mimenu hatshuva. Ve'in manichin lo lashuv mirisho, kidei she'yomus ve'yovad bechatoim she'asa. And that is what the Rambam, who she'asa kachash baruch hu amendei yeshayo, hashmein leival mazeh, v'asav achbein v'anav harsha, ve'cheinu omer, v'yum alivim v'alachei elokim, u'bozim dvarav v'mutatim v'neviv adalos chamas Hashem ba'mo, ad le'ein marpe, our pasuk, until there's no healing. What does it mean there's no healing? Le'ein marpe, that phrase. The Rambam had to read the whole Tanakh and come to the last parak. Klomar chatu birt sonam v'hirbu levshoa achinis chayvu lemnomei matshuva shehi hamarape. And that's v'aniach hazekas leif paro, and also sichon, and that's why b'di Yisrael b'mei aliyahu. So the Rambam quotes this pasuk both in the end of Tumas Saras and in Hilchos Tshuva. V'yal aleim, so what happens? Here it is. Pasuk Yud Zayin is the description of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. V'yal aleim es melech kasdiv v'yarog b'achureim b'echar b'beis mikdashom. He kills the young. V'lo chamal, remember the Nuvuz Radon. V'lo chamal al-bachur b'sula zakein v'yashesh akol nasam b'yodo. Remember, the blood of Zechariah HaNavi is still boiling in the Beis HaMikdash, if you remember from hundreds of years earlier. It's still boiling. V'chol klei beis ha'alakim ha'gdolam ha'ktanim v'otzros beit Hashem, all the kelim v'otzros ha'melech ha'kol hevi babel, he brings everything to Babel. V'yisrifu, and he burns, obviously, on Tisha B'Av. V'yisrifu as beis ha'alakim, the beis ha'mikdash is burned. Remember the Gemara in Tainus about Rabbi Yochanan, that most of the burning happened on the 10th, so if it was up to him, he would have made it the 10th of Av, but the Gemara says Aschuli Peranusa Adifa. Right, the beginning is defining, and therefore that's when we fast. Vayinatzu es chomaz Yerushalayim, and the walls are broken. V'chol armonoseh sarfu ba'esh. V'kol klei machabedel hashchis. Terrible, terrible. The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. The root of all of our tzaras, the root of all of our problems, bizman hazeh. There is, remember, a little nechama in this. Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin both quote the Medrash on Mizmar La'asaf, Kina La'asaf Miboilei. The Churban is described in Tehillim with a Mizmar, and the answer is that, well, Hashem didn't punish those really, some of them, some, we obviously, there are many Jews that were killed as described, but ultimately Hashem saved the Jewish people. And he reflected with that he will never give up on us. And he will never break us. He'll take a Mashkan, he'll take an Eravon, he'll take the security. He'll take the Mikdash, but he'll never take us. And that's what a little silver lining that we have here. Vayogal she'eris min acherev el bavel, the she'eris, the people that are left go to Bavel, vayu lo lebanav lavadim, ad meloch malchus paras, until about 50 years later or so, Persia takes over. Lamalos v'Hashem b'fi Yirmiyo, and this is all part of what Yirmiyo Anavi already prophesied, ad ratzas aras ha'japsosecha, until the land has its rest from all the Shemitahs that were missed, and all the math is done by the Mefarshim. Kol Yimei HaShama Shavasa, sounds like the Pasuk in the end of the Tochacha, Lamalos Shivim Shana. 70 years, everybody knew this Nevuah of 70 years. And finally, the next two Psukim are exactly parallel. The last two Psukim here are the first two Psukim in Sefer Ezra. Right? Ezra wrote both. Ezra wrote Divrei Hayamim, and Ezra wrote the beginning of Ezra. So these two Psukim connect. Ezra took place after Divrei Hayamim. Ubishtas achas l'koresh melech paras l'chlos v'ashem v'fir miyo. In the first year of Koresh, again, you've got to work out the math. When is that? Heir Hashem es ruach Koresh melech paras. The Hashem awakened the spirit of Koresh. Vayaver kol b'chol malchuso v'gam mechav lemar. He wrote, said, bal peh, and he said, b'chsav. Ko amar Koresh melech paras. Right, the king said, this was only about 50 years after the Churban, and then it stopped again, and then you have the whole story of Purim, and then, according to Chazal, the son of Esther and Achashverosh, Dayavesh, he's the one that ultimately completed. Karmar Karish Melech Paras, by the king of Paras, says, there were permission, right? This is the basis for the Rambam that we quote often in Beis HaBechira, in Perek Vav, that the second time they went in, it wasn't kibush, it wasn't a battle, it was chazaka, it was settlement, because we had permission to go back for Bayesheni. Karmar Karish Melech Paras, Kol Mamlechos Aras, Nasanli, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim. Hashem, the God of heaven. He doesn't call him the God of earth. I'm the God of earth, Koresh might feel. But he's the God of heaven. He has given it to me. Right? Because the Psukim say in Yeshayahu already mentioned his name. The Mefarish here quotes. Yeshayahu mentioned his name years earlier, hundreds of years earlier. So Hashem has already appointed me to do this. Not only Hashem will get Shemaim view, Pakat Alai, lived on Sol's Bayis, Yerushalayim. He commanded me to allow the house and to take part in the building of his house in Yerushalayim, Asher B'Yehuda. Mi Bachem Mikolamo. Koresh says, who knew? Who from you? Hashem Elokavimo, who from you wants to go? Hashem is with you, the Ya'al, and you can go up. Go up, what do you mean go up? It's called Aliyah. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Tes, Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol Ha'aratzos. What does that mean? The Radvaz has a tshuva about this. It's not the topography, it's not true. But some of the Mefarshim say, Rav Shechter likes to quote this from the Sugya of the International Dateline, that according to some, what it means is that when Hashem created the world, right, the world is a globe. So how do you split a globe in half? So you could have the southern and the upper hemisphere, you could have the eastern and the western. So when Hashem created the world, Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim was on top. And then that's what it means, Gavoa Mikol Ha'aratzos. But here, that's why maybe it's called, when you make Aliyah, you go up, and that's what Korah says, the Ya'al, whoever wants to come up, can come up. And maybe that call is still being said to all of Am Yisrael. Mi b'chem b'chol amo, Hashem alokav imog. Hashem is with you, the Yo'al, and he can come back up. He can come back to Eretz Yisrael. He can come back to Yerushalayim. Adkan divrei hayamim beiz. Been amazing, amazing limud. Reviewing so much from Sefer Malachim. Malchus beis David. David HaMelech was most of divrei yamim aleph. And since then, divrei hayamim beiz.